This is A Couple Cooks Small Bites, bite-sized food for thought. I'm Sonia Overheiser.
And I'm Alex Overheiser. We're the podcast that pairs small bites of food with short-form interviews to inspire you in less than 20 minutes.
You can go to our website, acouplecooks.com, for hundreds of recipes, healthy living inspiration, and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking. Today on the show, the face behind the popular food blog Gimme Some Oven, Allie Martin, talks about living in Barcelona and an intriguing concept called sobremesa. Hey, welcome to Small Bites. We know you're busy, so on this show, we cut out the small talk and get right to the point to inspire you with the stories, ideas, and people behind what we eat. So today's theme is lingering. See how I added that silence right
there? I liked it. I was already feeling calmer.
So much of our food culture here in America is all about quick and easy. It's about spending as little time as possible preparing and eating food.
Actually, we found this article that says Americans are at the bottom of the list as far as spending time on meal prep and on time eating their meals.
How much time does the average American spend on meal prep?
Only 30 minutes a day and only an hour or so eating.
That's super interesting.
And a little bit depressing.
Yeah, there's so much good that can come out of investing in time spent nourishing our bodies and then also nourishing our relationships around the table. So we thought that we'd take a cue today from a culture that loves to linger over food. It's Spain. So a few months ago, we traveled to Spain to get some culinary inspiration for our work. And what impressed us was not just the delicious food, but the time that Spaniards spend lingering over food and investing in relationships.
We visited some smaller towns in Spain, and those were some places where we really just felt that slow down of the culture, sit down in a plaza, get some tapas, and just enjoy food for a little while.
And we had our son Larson along, who was 17 months at the time. So he was a pretty busy guy, but he learned to linger at the table too. And I love thinking about him just sitting there eating octopus and enjoying Spain. Now, I studied abroad in Spain several years ago, and I lived in Madrid. I could go on and on about Spanish food culture, but we thought we'd bring in an expert. She's an expat living in Barcelona who can compare our American way of rushing with the Spanish way of eating. Her name is Allie Martin, and she's the face behind the incredibly popular food blog Gimme Some Oven.
And as an appetizer to our chat with Allie, we're going to taste a delicious small bite of food straight out of the tapas bars of Barcelona. It's patatas bravas.
Right. So patatas bravas are a very famous tapa. They're served almost everywhere. All of the tapas bars in Spain have them. And every place does it a little bit different. So you'll find variations on patatas. But mainly what it is fried potatoes.
Yum.
What could be better than that? And a really delicious sauce. Some sauces are more tomato-based, and then others are an aioli sauce, like a mayo-based sauce. And they're so, so delicious. We decided to create our own rendition on patatas bravas, so we're going to eat it right now. And can you smell that delicious aroma, Alex, of these roasted potatoes over here?
There's something about roasting rather than frying that's actually quite delicious. I'm ready to take a taste.
Okay, so I have this bowl of potatoes. They're totally crispy and browned. And then we have these bowls of some creamy orange-looking sauce. We're going to take a little bite.
Holy cow. So you got this roasted potato, which everybody loves, but the sauce is a smoky paprika sauce, and it's mind-blowing.
I'm glad you say that, Alex. This sauce is inspired by a patatas bravas sauce, but it's a little bit different spin. We used cashews to create the creaminess and then added some of that smoked paprika for the smokiness. And there's also some white wine vinegar in there, so you're getting a little tanginess to go along with the crunch of that potato.
So how would you eat this in Spain? Is this a whole meal?
Okay, sorry. Let me finish that patatas bravas bite, and then I can tell you about it. So patatas bravas are usually a tapa. So you would have maybe 3 or 4 or 7 or 8 different little dishes that everyone's eating together. And what I love about it is that it has this great communal feeling because everyone's eating off the same plates, enjoying the same food. You can talk about how good it is, and it really adds a sense of community.
And you're such an extrovert, you get talking around the table and I can finish off the patatas before you even notice.
Exactly. Which is kind of what you're doing right now, actually. Okay, let's get to our guest. Allie Martin is the writer, photographer, and creator of the popular food blog, Gimme Some Oven. She's a food and travel expert who lives in Barcelona, Spain with her husband, Barclay. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you did something that most people only dream about. You picked up your life in America and you moved it over to Barcelona, Spain. Tell us more about how that happened.
Yeah, so we moved here about a year ago, my husband and I and our two dogs. We had actually just gotten married 3 months prior, so we decided, you know, why not just make a bunch of enormous life transitions all at once? And so we were really excited about just seeing the world from a different angle and trying to learn more Spanish. And Barcelona is just a city that we've both really loved and felt like a good place to do that. So yeah, we've been here about a year now.
So when you are traveling and you're on vacation, everything about another culture seems pretty romantic, but what are some difficulties to living abroad full time?
There's definitely logistics, I would say, would be the number one thing in Spain. Everything just runs very slowly here, like in terms of bureaucracy and in terms of even just people's schedules. Like everything is conveniently at least like 15 to 30 minutes late usually, which took a little bit of getting used to.
That's my perfect time too.
Yeah. It works out well sometimes. I think like our first 3 months here, we're just literally getting set up and like figuring out how to grocery shop and just how to get our mail and things like that. But by this point, I feel like we've learned more of those things. So it's a bit smoother.
So tell me about grocery stores in Spain. Do you have supermarkets there?
Oh my gosh. There are so many places to get food here, which is really fun. That's kind of one of the other things, like all of the markets here. So Spain still has lots of open air markets where you can go to get, like we have the fruterías to get your fruit and veggies. We have, you know, like every neighborhood here has its own large market where you can get like meats and cheeses and fish and produce and things like that. But then there's also lots of little bitty supermarkets, which are kind of like the convenience stores where people get most of kind of their everyday groceries. And then bigger stores like Aldi and Lidl and like kind of more traditional grocery stores. But those are quite a ways away. So usually we kind of like hop around to the various little markets in our neighborhood to get stuff.
So you're just walking everywhere.
We do so much walking and so much grocery shopping, but it's actually kind of fun. Like, I mean, in Spain, most people just buy like their day's food at a time. Like you really go to the grocery store, or you go to the market about once a day or once every 2 days or something, versus in the United States where you would fill up an entire trunk full of food. Here, you just kind of buy what you can carry.
So I'm glad you brought up food because that's what we want to talk to you about. Yeah. Spain has such a strong and really localized food culture. What are some of the foods and traditions that have stuck out to you in your time in Barcelona?
Oh my gosh, Spain loves food and I love Spain for that. They actually, so here in Spain, there are 5 meals a day, not 3. They're really...
Ooh, I can do with that.
Yeah, they're kind of really like Muppets.
They're really into eating like as often as they can, and they take multiple breaks even during the workday. You don't just get one lunch, you get a break in the morning, and then you get like a nice 2-hour lunch in the middle of the afternoon, then maybe like one more break before you leave for the evening. And anyway, so there's a lot of eating happening. And of course, there's tapas culture in Spain. Most of the food is shared here, lots of small plates, which I love because then you can just kind of like take a little bite of everything, which is what I used to do like not so smoothly back in the United States. I would just ask everybody if I can try their food.
Kind of eat your way through the evening, right?
Exactly.
So we just had a small bite of patatas bravas, which are one of our very favorite tapas.
Yes.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, we love bravas. So the Spanish tortilla is like the national dish here, and it's basically like an egg and potato omelet. It's really delicious, and it's usually served cold. So you can have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's also very popular hangover food if you've had a little too much Spanish vermouth the night before. Let's see here. I'm also obsessed with pimientos de padrón, which are these little padrón peppers, kind of like shishito peppers in the United States that are very mild. You can just kind of pop them like candy.
So they're like little green charred peppers, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And they're so addictive and so delicious. I'm also not a vegetarian, so I eat the Spanish ham here. They're very proud of their Spanish ham culture. There's a million different varieties that you can try. There's so many. My husband's obsessed with olives. He's like a huge olive guy, and Spain grows tons of olives. They're the world's number one producer of olive oil. Fun fact. But they also have lots and lots of varieties of olives. So we partake often of olives.
So if you and your husband go out with friends for tapas, how many plates do you order for a table?
Ooh, I'd say like, you know, if there's four of us, we'll probably order like, I don't know, maybe six or something like that. But the fun thing about tapas too is that, well, A, they come out immediately. Like as soon as they're ready, they're served. But you can also just kind of keep ordering more throughout the night. It's not like it's like a one and done, you place your order, that's it sort of thing. So if we need more, we just ask for more.
Now, when we were in Barcelona a few months ago, we caught up with you, which was fabulous. And you taught us about a Spanish concept called sobremesa. And of all the things that we heard and saw in Spain, sobremesa is probably one of the things we'll remember most about our time there. Can you tell us more about what it is?
Yeah, it's a tradition that's become really close to our hearts. Basically, so sobremesa means like around the table or on the table. And it is just kind of that like magical time that takes place after everyone's done eating while they're still around the table. And it's just like that time where you just enjoy one another's company and catch up, maybe like eat a few more little snacky bites. Like in Spain, they have something we call it pica pica, where it's like you just kind of like pick, pick, just like nibble, nibble on a few like whatever's around. And of course, keeping the Spanish wine flowing and things like that. And it's just that time where you just catch up and really enjoy the people who you're dining with. And I especially love it in Spain because it's not just like, you know, reserved for a Saturday night. Like sobremesa happens at lunch, at dinner, like 7 days a week, whenever you have the time. It's just kind of this easy, this easy time after a meal.
And I remember you telling me that the Spaniards think that it's even better than the food that they have had at that meal is the sobremesa time where you're engaging in this really deep conversation with people you love.
Exactly. Like the food is kind of the excuse to gather that like propels you toward the sobremesa time. I mean, they love their food as well, but they really love that time together, which is just special. And you see it like in Spain. It always makes us sad whenever we look at restaurant reviews and tourists are complaining that the waiters never brought the check. Like, that's not the point here. Like, it's actually rude for them to bring the check because they don't want to interrupt or rush your sobremesa time.
So they would never try to turn that table on you. You just get it as long as you need for a great conversation.
Truly. I mean, until like late into the evening. It's just a really valued thing in this culture, which we love.
So we're trying to incorporate some more of those sobremesa moments back in our life in the Midwest. Do you have any good tips for encouraging that kind of deep conversation at your home dinner table?
Yes, I would say like one of the things that we realize we do as Americans that they don't do in Spain is they just don't clear the table. Like even if you're at home or if you're out to eat, I mean, you have less control out to eat, but if you're at home, like leave everything out. Like chances are people will kind of keep nibbling. And I think it just sets the tone for not rushing things. And, you know, and also just like lingering around the table itself. I think there's something a little different and special and magical about being there versus like retiring to the living room or something like that. Like you're just all facing each other around the table, digesting and savoring together. And yeah, so ask good questions, keep the food out, and enjoy that time.
We love that magical time of sobremesa, and thank you so much for sharing that with us and just all the beautiful and wonderful and exciting things that are going on in Barcelona. Ali, it's been such a pleasure to have you here.
Likewise. Thank you so much, guys.
You can find Ali's website at gimmesomeoven.com. She's also on Instagram at gimmesomeoven, or if you want to see behind the scenes of her Spanish adventures, follow at gimmesomeali.
We'd love to hear from you. Do you love to linger around the table? Do you believe in spending more time to nourish our bodies and relationships around the table? Or do you have a favorite Spanish tapas restaurant or recipe? We would love to hear your stories. Let us know on Instagram or send an email to email@acouplecooks.com.
Thanks for listening to Small Bites. Head over to acouplecooks.com for hundreds of our recipes and follow along with all of our adventures on Instagram @acouplecooks.